This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. An attorney for the family of a black woman killed by a white sheriff's deputy in Springfield says the U.S. Department of Justice is now investigating that shooting. 36-year-old Sonia Massey was unarmed when then-deputy Sean Grayson shot her in her home this month. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump represents the family and says county officials initially lied to the family, saying Massey's injury was self-inflicted. Grayson has been fired and has pleaded not guilty to murder and other charges. And Vice President Kamala Harris is commending prosecutors in Springfield for bringing murder charges against Grayson. Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is not rejecting the idea of becoming Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Pritzker's first public appearance since President Biden ended his reelection bid came today on the MSNBC program Morning Joe. The governor is being mentioned among several potential candidates who might logically pair up with Harris on the fall ticket. Pritzker said he had not yet received any vetting materials from the Harris campaign, and when asked if he would be interested in becoming vice president, Pritzker avoided a direct answer that did not rule out the possibility.
Look, I love being the governor of the state of Illinois, and I've been out on the campaign trail fighting hard for Democrats to win.
One strength Pritzker would bring to the ticket is his personal wealth. He spent well over $300 million of his own money on his two gubernatorial elections. Lurie Children's Hospital is helping address the big shortage in mental health providers in Chicago. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports Lurie received about $1 million from Cook County to train dozens of pediatricians who take care of low-income children. These doctors will learn how to treat some of the most common mental health conditions among kids, such as anxiety, depression, and ADHD. Here's John Parkhurst, a psychologist at Lurie.
Most kids that need mental health services aren't going to see me. They're not going to get to me. They're going to land in their primary care office. So if we can build their capacity to identify, provide some treatment, we're really stemming the flow into psychiatry, or we're hoping to get ahead of it so it doesn't get worse.
Lurie already trains pediatricians who treat mostly children with private insurance. More than 10,000 Cook County residents will be receiving property tax refunds. Treasurer Maria Pappas says the county is sending more than $22 million to residents who overpaid their taxes last year. Most people will see refunds automatically deposited into their bank accounts, and the rest will receive checks in the mail by August 9th. Now you can visit cookcountytreasurer.com to see if you've got a refund coming. And Chicago Bears safety Jonathan Owens is heading to the Olympic Games in Paris to cheer on his wife, gymnast Simone Biles. Owens married the star gymnast last year. Coach Matt Eberflus says Owens is going to miss 7 practices starting Friday. And he says the organization does understand the Olympics are kind of a big deal.
We respect the Olympics, you know, and he's just supporting, you know, the one he loves the most. And I think that's so cool that he gets to do that. Go USA.
Owens will also miss the Bears' August 1st preseason opener against the Texans. He is expected to return on August 4th. Weather, sunny and warm, a high in the mid-80s today, and then cloudy tonight, a 50% chance of showers, a low near 70. And Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of afternoon rain, high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.